In the happy hours of play and the pleasures of the day, we will listen, stop, and look before we run. Safety always is our creed for a happy life to lead and a joyful time of better fun. March, march, march to law and order. Check the reckless on their way. For a guarding young and old, saving life and limb untold, we shall make a better record day by day.
Meeting will come to order, boys and girls, and all together once again on the pledge. I pledge myself to safety first, on the street, or wherever I may be at all times. Now, boys and girls, we're waiting again for a visit from Old Timer, the old man of the mountain. Away we go.
Good evening, boys and girls. Well, I had to hurry a little bit to get down here from my shack this evening. I had a lot of fixing up to do and looking after the animals and getting them set away for the night. Yeah. Well, now we've been talking some about dogs, haven't we? I wonder if you fellers and girls would have dogs if you ever take and try to point to something for to show a dog where it's at. Like pointing to maybe a stick that lays off on the ground away from you. Well now, you know how most generally a dog will just take and sniff at the tip of your finger or get all upset and commence to bark and jump around? Well, sir, if you'd kind of like to teach a dog to know where you're pointing at, teach him to follow the direction of your point, and here's how you do it. It'll work on some dogs, and not on others. Yes, it's a gamble. Now you take and set a bone or a dish of food for your dog, and then take him a little ways off from it. While he knows where it is, you hold on to his collar and point at that there food. Point right out long past his eyes at the food and say, "Over there, there, there." Then you let him go get the food. And now if you keep on doing that every day for a while, it'll stick in his head that when you point like that, he'd better look where you're pointing at, case maybe there's something for him to eat there. Yeah, that's a lesson now for a dog, and some will catch on to it fine and quick. And then here's something more about knowing and handling dogs. You don't never try to make friends with a dog quicker than he wants to make friends with you. I mean by that, you don't want to go pushing a dog around and playing with him rough or anything like that when he don't know you some. You see, he hasn't got no way till he catches on to how you act. He hasn't got no way to tell if you're aiming maybe to hurt him. Let him know you. Let him get to feel sure you're okay. Then he'll show you when he knows you well enough to play with you. Yes, and in everything you do with a dog, you want to be kind to him. Now you take and think of this. Suppose you had to spend your whole life long just looking way up in the air at folks, way up above your head like a dog does. And taking, suppose, on the top of that, you had to do things always all the time just like somebody else told you to. Your whole life had to be fixed so as it would do just what a feller told you he wanted you to do. Imagine that, if you had to do that. Well, sir, a dog's life is like that. And so I always says to be good and extra kind to dogs and understand them. Yes, they try their darndest, boys and girls, to understand you. You don't want to forget that. Well, now I reckon you pioneer-hearted young fellers have lots of times heard a feller use the saying, blazing a trail, haven't you? And do you know what that means? I mean to say this. Do you know what it means so's you could blaze a trail if a fellow was to ask you to? Suppose you met up with me in the woods and I was to say to you, hello there, partner, let's you and me go to work and blaze a trail through this here woods. Well, sir, I'd just mean this. I'd mean for you and me to take our hatchets or our big hunting knives and head out across the woods, aiming for a place we knowed about, maybe a mighty fine fishing and camping out spot. And as we was going along every few foot, like every 10 foot prep, we'd take our knives and blaze off a piece of bark from a tree at about shoulder height from the ground, see? And just taking a chip out of the bark of the tree. That's all. Now, you see, when we was wanting to come back through that there thick black forest, all we'd have to do would be to follow them chipped or blazed trees. You catch on? Well, that's called blazing a trail. And I guess I reckon it's an important part of woodcraft to know just how to blaze a good, clear trail. You want to blaze a trail, though, where it's going to be good walking, too. Yes, that's right, and we'll talk some more about that some evening. Now, Uncle Mill says to me the other day, you old-timer, you're always telling the boys and girls things, having questions and answers with them oftentimes. He says, old-timer, why don't you take over this question business when you're here as our guest? Why, he says, that's all right by me, Uncle Mill. So he says that he asked you the question the other night. In what country does the Buddhist faith have its greatest following? Well, I can answer that one for you, all right. It's in China. That's the country that has the greatest following of the Buddhist faith. Oh, yes, I've known that a long time. And here's the question I'm going to ask you. I'm going to ask you tonight, and I'll answer it next time I come around, most likely. Is Hong Kong owned by China, or by Great Britain, or is it owned by Holland or Japan? Here's the question now. When I come round again, I'm going to answer that. But I often look at this fine story when I get hold of the Halifax Herald and the Halifax Mail, take it up to my shack sometimes, and I look over all those things and their travelogue stuff. My goodness, reminds me when I used to go around quite a bit. He tells us all sorts of stuff, you know. Yeah. Yes, we'd like to know. So you want to look out for that. There's Uncle Ray's stories, because he tells you all this kind of thing I'm asking you. I wouldn't be surprised if some of you smart fellers and girls have been reading that up lately. So you'll know the answer to that question I was giving you tonight. Yes, well, now, I guess I got to blaze a trail back to my old shack again, boys and girls, but I'll be right looking forward to getting back here again with you, perhaps a Wednesday night.
Well, well, well. Good night, old timer. Away he goes once again. Yeah, that's going to be a real help now if the old timer does those questions and answers. Well, that'll give me more time to use my mystic glasses and look around at you boys and girls. And just before I start, let me remind each one of you again that I want you all to send in for your identification bracelet. Now, you know, I noticed something very, very strange. Just very lately, too. I got looking over all the names we have registered around the Sydney district there. And say, what's wrong with you boys down around Sydney? Goodness gracious me, do you know that this identification bracelet was originally worn only by men? The great flyers that sailed the skies of this country? That's a fact. Yes, that's a fact. So I want all you boys to have it. My goodness gracious, don't let the girls get ahead of you. And every other place, too, except just around Sydney. Why, the boys are wearing them everywhere. We have thousands of boys wearing our identification bracelet. So say, you boys now around Sydney there, don't you get behind the times. You come right along with those rappers now, because I want to have you all right in our identification club. And you send in 3 Moyers cake wrappers and 3 Moyers biscuit wrappers. That's the thing to do. And then you'll get your identification bracelet and your own privately registered number. Right in my great big book. Now here's with my glasses. Now, see, we're going to see right away now. I have to go pretty fast, too. Just have a couple of minutes left. And some of you boys and girls are waiting so long for me to take a look at you, but we're going just as fast as we can, and that's all we can do now, isn't it? There's Gordon Black what's the name of this bridge? S-H-I-N-I-M-I-C-A-S. Gordon, that has me stumped. And there's Carlisle and Gurley at Amherst, and there's Ralph and Donald and Cecil and William Trites at Sunnybrae, New Brunswick. So glad to have more of you boys and girls in New Brunswick. And there's Mary, Leah, and John Barrett at Sunnybrae. And Emmeline Foote, too, at Merrigamish, and Iris, James, and Ross Martin at Trenton, and there's Gwendolyn Higgins at Stellarton, and Eileen Bilby at South Maitland. Oh, and James Hackett at Upper Bay Devine, and Roger Kelly in the Gaspe Coast. And I'm so glad to hear from you again, Roger. And Georgie Dixon, too, at Bass River, and June Cable at Chatham. Oh, and Raymond Johnson at Berry Mills. And at New Carlisle, up in Quebec, there's Viola Buttle. Very glad to hear from you. And is that you, Marjorie Moore, at Spring Hill? Yes, indeed it is. And there's Phyllis Burhol, yep, at Charlottetown. And Rupert McClellan, and Elma and Ralph Robertson. Can't say the names of all your places, or I'll never get through. And there's Francis Peterson, and oh, and Helen Savage, too, and Blanche and Elizabeth Sutherland, and Lester Cormier at Amherst. Well, there's Lois and Joyce McLeod, too, at Spring Hill, and Earl Dunning at Kensington. Oh, and Edna and Shirley Allen at Bayfield. Well, now, you're looking fine tonight, and I'm so glad to have you at our meeting. And there's Edith Dye, and Rosemary Rogers, and Sadie McPherson, and Marion McPherson at Glen Martin, and Donald Peters at Bear River, and Clifford and Keith and Helen Mose, and Francis Fraser. Owen Shirley Doyle, and Catherine and Gertrude Logan, and Sylvia and Albert Wadden at New Glasgow, and Franz Irvin at Bayvert. And there's Marie Wood, too, and Francis Davison at Amherst, and June Roop at New Glasgow, and Hugh Kirkpatrick at Weston, and Doris Canning, and Robert Smith, both of McCann, and Helen and Ivan and Vivian Strait at Summerside, and Billy Campbell at Pictou, and Olive Hingley at Trenton, and you, too, Donald McLeod at Westville. Donna, I'm very sorry I called you Dora last time, but I must go now and say goodnight to every one of you, because our time is up. Remember our motto, safety first. Good night.